The predictions were far, far worse. I was personally being told Labor were going to, you know, sweep me aside and they were going to form the new administration in the city. I think that would have been a tragedy. They're not. We've got three UKIP councillors, and in a city where you've got a huge multicultural society, multi-ethnic, perhaps they're there. I'll be interested to see how they get on.
It looks like you're going to be one short of an overall majority.
That's
but
right.
You're saying you've already spoken to other councillors from other groups, parties, whatever, and you're confident that you will have enough support to effectively have a majority.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And then you've got to remember that to actually do something about, or, you know, to vote against the Conservatives, every single councillor in that council would have to join together. How likely, apart from some of the really big issues which may be difficult, that's extremely unlikely.
Why would a councillor not with the Tories want to align themselves with the man dubbed, you know, Big Bad Saresti, and he's been dubbed by some as a dictator? Why would they want to do that, Marco?
Well, because this particular dictator, if that's what I am, and I clearly don't agree, this particular person, me as a leader of the council, have done more in the last 5 years in our city than has happened for the last 40 years in our city. We are delivering all the people who poo-pooed my maiden speech in council 5 years ago and said, you know, they'd heard it all before and nothing was going to get delivered. We are delivering it. Peterborough is the fastest growing city in UK. It has number two for producing private sector jobs, number four for housing. This city is showing the rest of the country a clean pair of heels. And it's only because it's in a Conservative administration.